You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Even though I walk through the shadow... Oh, wait, I'll start again. Guys, if I'm quoting scripture, I've got to quote it properly.
Game week.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of last-minute COVID cancellations, I will fear no FPL evil, for you are with me, game week, occasionally. You're Dan Pryor and you're Matt Dyson. They comfort me. You prepare a podcast before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with hot tips occasionally. My fantasy football cup overflows. See, even when we're not with you on podcast, we are still with you in spirit. Isn't that right, Dan?
And then I just pop the advert in after this, yeah?
Yeah, sorted. Yeah,
just
great.
After your,
perfect.
Your sort of Jesus talk. Okay.
After my long rambling talk. Where have we been, Dan? Why haven't we been here? Various things, life, COVID's ruination of the season, pretty much. It's sort of becoming a write-off due to the amount of cancellations that are going on. Don't you think, Dan? I mean, judging by your score, it looks like you've stopped trying in this last game week, but I think you are still trying. Is that right?
Oh, well, look at you. We had a COVID case in our end for a week, so that put like things into a bit of a palaver. I was fine, but that made the household a bit busy. And the game week deadlines have been all over the place as well, so...
There's been no space for a podcast, hasn't there?
Yeah,
a quick turnaround.
Game week was still live from Monday the 3rd to Tuesday the 11th. So it's kind of
madness.
Game week in the middle of the game week. We do it sometimes, but you know, it's been hard to call. Yeah. And what would we have done? Half the fixtures we would have been talking about didn't happen.
Exactly, or we'd be looking ahead to games that then get cancelled at the last minute because some members of the squad have gone to the Africa Cup of Nations or been loaned out, and maybe one has COVID. I mean, it's getting a bit silly. The North London derby particularly annoying as I captained Kane.
Yeah, well,
double.
I bought in Mora as a sort of weird risky buy. I wouldn't have done that,
for the Leicester game, yeah.
And the same with Ronaldo. I probably wouldn't have captained him if I knew he was only going to have one game. Ooh. Dennis only had one game. So, yeah, I think a few of us all got screwed there, but certainly
yes,
the ones
did,
who played free hits and wild cards around it. I know there's some of those out there. I especially feel bad for those people because they get...
Oh,
really,
yeah, that'd be an annoying waste, wouldn't it? That'd be certainly... I mean, it's just so uncertain at the moment. I can't really be dealing with any big chips like a wild card at this stage because who knows what's happening from week to week. It's just all over the shop.
We'll play mine at like 9 o'clock on Friday because after this Watford game kicks off, I'm gonna do it. I need it. I've got like a crazy amount of admin to do to my team.
Oh, you've got well,
and then it's international break. You know, I love an international break.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, you do like to tinker during the international break, don't you? Yeah, because it's not a game for a long time after that, is there? Till February after this next game week.
That'll keep me in and see who's been transferred in on deadline day and things like that. And
so you'll be getting rid of Ronaldo then, presumably.
Yeah, probably. I've got him. James, I mean, Gilmore. I've got players I don't need. Chelsea obviously going to have those blanks coming up. I need to get Salah back in. You know, there's some stuff I'm going to have to do. Son will be back, so I really don't know. I'll have a play.
Is Salah coming home early from the AFCON?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, by what, the 8th of February, should be either back or be so close to being back that I can transfer.
I can't remember the information from my list that I read out, but
none of us can.
I went into detail. I'm sure I went into detail about the dates and the number of players involved. The good thing about old Emmanuel Dennis, of course, was that he just didn't go. Watford said no. Tournament doesn't exist as far as we're concerned. And then everyone bought him ahead of the double, and then the double didn't happen. So, you know, infuriating.
The final's on the 6th, so he'll be back, I'd have thought, by the 10th. And that's even assuming they're even in the final. So, that should really cover most of those players being back. And some of them already are, like Partey.
Well, if only we could still play the Bergwijn jingle prior after the late drama for Tottenham Hotspur at the end of this mammoth game week. That was unbelievable, wasn't it, really? Two goals in 5 minutes of injury time, was it? It's madness.
It was 5 minutes of injury time. Yeah, I mean, it was 94th and 96th, I think. So, yeah, it was
ridiculous.
Quite something. Says something about them going to get the ball off when they scored the equaliser, not going off and celebrating, going to get the ball, go for another goal. That was...
Yeah, they should have done some game management. I mean, they need to learn about that, don't they? But, yeah, nice little assist from Kane.
Kane looks really good. I know he's always got a good record against Leicester, but he looks a bit weird in the Euros, a bit sluggish and not quite there. He looks more like his old self. Good assist.
He looks like he's present. He's present once again, isn't he?
Could have had that trick. Really?
Really? Oh,
crossbar,
no.
Missed a one-on-one. He'd have banked
him. Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't want to hear that.
One off the line. Annoying. Yeah, so...
Because imagine if he'd played the double and then banged in like four goals in the Leicester game. God, it could have been... I could have been reaping huge rewards. As it was, I just got 70 points overall, which is actually all right, considering the average was 51. You were below average, Dan. I mean, we haven't been on for so long. The listeners may be surprised to know, but you've had a sort of drop in fortunes, it would appear.
Have I?
I'm closing that gap. Well, it's not
72
often
last
season.
Week. That was all right.
It's not often this season that you've been below average, though, is it? I mean, you
I had a bad week, but this is a lot, bear in mind, this is a lot of free hitters.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know, and there's a lot of people who played stuff around it. I've seen it in my own leagues. There's a lot of cards and chips being played. There's a lot of people might have scored 51, but I bet their net score wasn't 51. I bet they actually spent like 8 points or something. I didn't spend anything. So it's a solid 45. Yeah. It was a bad week, but I got done by the doubles. I mean, Arsenal didn't play.
The cancellation of the doubles hit everyone.
I had about
very
four
annoying.
Or five
yeah,
that was going to be doubling. So, yeah, I got stitched up a bit there. I didn't think it was really a good reason for it to be cancelled, really. I thought it was kind of nonsense. But
which one? The North London Derby one?
Yeah, it sounded a little bit ridiculous.
It sounded dodgy to me.
And they loaned someone out about a day later.
They could have just recalled people from loans, couldn't they? And then they could
just don't send them out. If you know that from combinations come up. Do you know what it is, Dyson? I'll tell you what it is, mate. Right?
Yeah.
Amazon. It's that documentary.
Ooh, hello.
Look at that, right? Arsenal, they had that cup game. They cup game against Liverpool. Then they've got a nice break, so they didn't have to play Spurs. Liverpool had to play. So, and then they go and play Liverpool in the second leg at their place with a nice week long break. So they get to a final, and that'll be a nice little bit for the Amazon.
It's better for the TV documentary, isn't it?
And then lob the London Derby in at a later date, a bit more drama when they've got all their players back.
Yeah, much better. Much
Sickening.
Better scheduling, isn't it?
Bezos has fixed it, Dyson. He's interfering in our league, and I won't stand for it.
Because, I mean, Spurs, when they had the documentary, they made it interesting by signing Jose Mourinho, didn't they? So they added...
Probably was them. I reckon Amazon probably did.
He was box office. So
that'll give you extra million.
We're thinking about getting Mourinho, so I definitely do. It'll make the TV show great, and it did. And he was the star of the TV show. But, I'm not sure the Arsenal one's going to be as exciting. The whole Aubameyang stuff should be quite interesting. Exactly.
And
you
got
a decent run of results.
What about this yellow card business, the dodgy sport betting?
Yeah. I know, very strange. I mean, that's all going to be fascinating for the documentary, if that can go in.
I don't know if they've got any granite evidence of who's done it, but the rumours are out there.
Yeah. Rebecca Vardy is alleged to be involved. No, I'm joking. Of course, she's not, if her lawyers are listening. I'm still in the cup, Dan, would you believe? Cup. Can't believe it. Yeah, it's the longest cup run I've been on in a long time. I've got through 7 rounds.
I think I'm out of all the cups now. I was in a Spurs.
But there's loads of extra cups now, aren't there? It's like...
I crushed out of them all now, this week.
Those are different ones, like the Mercantile Credit Trophy and the Simod Cup, all these different sort of cups.
You know why I lost my Spurs Cup? Because the person I played had Harrison and they got 20 points.
Oh, that was lucky, wasn't it? I mean, no one foresaw that hat trick. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So fluky. Yeah. Go on. So Ronaldo's gone from your team, presumably.
I haven't done it yet.
It was a surprise move.
He had a right old moan, didn't he, on the bench?
Yeah, well, he always does that. He's always going to do that, isn't he? I mean, he's never happy when he gets taken off.
Got a lovely run of fixtures, though, haven't they? Look at this, after West Ham. Burnley away, Southampton home, Leeds away, up Watford at home.
But, I mean, yeah, but
then
Bruno
goes really bad.
Bruno's looking a bit more of a better at the moment, though, isn't he? Having come back into the goals recently. And now Greenwood's back off the mark again. I'm thinking maybe go for the slightly cheaper. With that run. But I'm thinking about as to who to put in this week. I mean, obviously depending on any games being cancelled, but potentially Coutinho is a decent bet now. He's back in the Premier League, which is very exciting to see. And Villa with a decent run of fixtures coming up with Coutinho in there. It still seems bizarre saying it that Coutinho is in the Aston Villa team, but they've got a decent run of games coming up.
Yeah.
Everton away, Leeds at home, Newcastle away, Watford at home.
Cynic, but there's an air of the Rodriguez at Everton about that move to me, but I may be proven wrong. Little flurry at the start.
Big old cynic.
Signing.
Coutinho's been consistent in the past when he was at Liverpool. I mean, he was pretty decent fantasy option back in the day.
Oh yeah, maybe they should get Ginola in because he was good in the past. Yeah.
Well, no, he's retired, Dan. I mean, it's very different, isn't it? Very different to getting a player that's actually still active. I mean, it's a strange argument, but yeah, I'll take it on board. Just thinking. The other Villa one is this Jacob Ramsey, who seems to be suddenly doing quite well, coming out of nowhere. I keep seeing him popping up on the score sheet every now and again for Villa, and I'd never really heard of him until around sort of Christmas time. But I don't know if he's getting many games or not. I'm going to add him to a watch list. There he goes. He's in.
Have you got
any other hot tips to keep an eye on?
Not a hot tip, but I mean, people must be keeping an eye on that Elanga. Anthony Elanga for United scored last night, the game before. He's he just talks about those good fixtures. He's only 4.8 million midfielder for United. That's interesting. One of my old boys, you know how I feel about Big Butland.
Oh yeah, you cannot lie, you like him, don't you?
Yeah, 4.4 million.
Penalty save, wasn't it?
In goal for Palace. Don't know if he's going to keep his place, but he's stitching up a few people who are still on the gator.
I thought Gator was injured for a while, but he is now free from injury, but just not getting back into the squad by the looks of it. Yeah, Big Butland.
Do you still have 8 Nori?
I haven't had him for ages, no, but I do like him. He's looking pretty good.
He got 11 points
for Wolves, isn't he? He's looking very good because. Wolves suddenly seem to be getting clean sheets again, which they'd stopped doing in the first half of the season. They seem to be. Delivering a bit more. 8 Nori and the other young lad at Wolves who was quite good last season, quite cheap. So sort of cheap Wolves defenders are always quite good, aren't they?
They're good when they start getting clean sheets.
Sheets, it was... I had Sice until he got injured. Kilman is the other cheap one, isn't he? Often pops up in the box from corners and stuff, Kilman. Tempted to get back in there,
And obviously there's Conor Gallagher back again, who annoyingly I had in when he had that bad patch. Then he got, COVID or injured? I never really did.
Yeah, he got COVID.
And then now he's back again amongst the goals. It's annoying because sometimes his goals are scrappy, right place, right time goals. We go, well, I don't know if that's what... Do I want that? I want somebody who's...
Well, I do. I just want goals.
Yeah, I know, but you can't rely on someone... being there in scrappy moments. Like Madison, at least 3 kicks, Long Rangers, you know, Wonder Strikes. Yeah, you know what you're getting.
He's had an amazing season. I mean, I've had Conor Gallagher from the start of the season prior. Obviously, you've just jumped on the bandwagon, copying my players left, right, and centre.
You know, that's
some things haven't changed. Yeah, jumped on and off the bandwagon. Yes, Maddison's been on a mad run, hasn't he, for Leicester City? He's been involved in so many goals, either assists or goals, for the past like 9 or 10 games, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they've got that Liverpool way. West Ham at home might not be such a bad match these days, but they've got problems in defence, which isn't helping. But I think they'll be back after international break, and then they've got a blank in game week 27. But they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 games to be rearranged, Leicester. So they're one of those teams. I mean, obviously, you might have your free hit,
good in the doubles,
your bench boost, but someone to have a consideration on. Obviously, and everyone's got
Byron. Obviously.
Daka didn't look all that, actually. He got a good goal.
No, he did get a goal, though, didn't he? But
I wouldn't be getting on him off the back of that performance.
Minutes. Really, yeah. Yeah, he was... I mean, Bowen's amazing, but I think Antonio is going for a bit of a... Seems a bit of a quiet patch in terms of goals. He's not really rediscovered his form on a regular basis, but I'll probably stick with him for a bit longer.
I feel like I heavily foreshadowed that really, like, quite early on, that he'd had a really good first 2 or 3 games, and then after that it was downhill.
Yeah. I mean, he's scored, 2 in his last 5. Excuse the noise from my children, by the way, in the other room. I'm multitasking, so I'm also childminding 2 children, 1 off sick from school, 1 toddler, just turned 3. They're entertaining themselves in the other room while I'm in the room next door, keeping an ear out. And so, sorry, dear listener, but they'll occasionally make a noise, but they're probably all right. I think they're just watching Netflix, so it's fine.
Other streaming devices are available. Although not Amazon, because they're ruining the game.
Ah, yeah, God. It's a strange conspiracy theory, this, that the whole season's been changed just because of
Jeff Bezos.
A documentary. But weird. But I mean, there's a scrap of potential truth in it.
Yeah.
I suppose.
What about the transfer window? I mean, that's tossed up a few things with Villa. You were talking about him. You were talking about Digne.
I know, well, Digne to Villa was a very exciting one, wasn't it? I mean, yeah, he's certainly worth a shout when he starts starting again. He sort of fell out with Rafa Benitez, did he?
It's and such then they short-sighted. How is that club run on a boardroom level that they go,
and then get rid of the manager a week later? Yeah, exactly. Keep one of them. You've got to keep one of them because otherwise, what's the point in getting rid of the really good wing back just because he's fallen out with the manager who's about to go? It seems very strange that.
What about?
He's a big signing. Newcastle have made a couple of signings, haven't they? I mean, Trippier hasn't had the best of starts, has he, with that FA Cup defeat? And is not pointing to the badge again. I mean, I can only presume that they did that on purpose to go viral. But why he's pointing to the sponsor logo on the sleeve, I can't understand. But I mean, it's just so that's put me off him straight away. But
at least it wasn't a sports betting company or with his background.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. So yeah, I'm not getting straight into Trippier. I mean,
I'm not bothered about Trippier. I'm not paying $5 million for a Newcastle defender. They must be insane.
They're still very much in danger of relegation.
You might get the odd free kick in, but that's going to be about it. I mean, I assume they're thinking a bit like when Liverpool signed Downing and Roy Carroll, that you get his wand of a right foot to whip balls in, and then you got Chris Wood donkey head to smack them in. But
it's a nice reference to what about 10 years ago there, Pryor. Very nice.
Yeah, well, that involved Newcastle to an extent.
Downing and Carroll. Nice. So Trippier and Wood are the new Downing and Carroll. Lovely stuff, really. Showing your depth of knowledge through the years on FPL there, Pryor. Love it. Very nice.
It was St. Maximin, wasn't it?
Carroll scored some amazing... You see Carroll's disallowed goals. Is it Reading, I think he's
at? Yeah, but what's the point of showing me disallowed goals? They might as well show me training ground goals.
Isn't it weird? weird, isn't it? It's a bit weird, but still.
They were like blatantly. He was miles offside. I'd rather have a six out of ten goal that is a goal.
He can still do it when it doesn't really matter.
As long as they get rid of the offside rule, it's like some game of FIFA with a 13-year-old. Brilliant.
Yeah, like goal hanging, yeah. Like when people used to goal hang back in the day, yeah. I mean, he's certainly a big signing, Chris Wood, but yeah, not one necessarily for an FPL team, I think.
No, Watford have made some new signings, but I don't really know a whole bunch about them.
No, that's always the way with Watford signings, isn't it? Just like one of them will turn out to be the next Dennis and then we'll get on them straight away.
Well, I mean, that's Joe Pedro. He looked very good against Spurs when they played each other, and he's got a touch of like that Brazilian magic about him, so I'd definitely keep an eye on him. He's one of them who's really good on Football Manager, but then I think Watford are sponsored by Football Manager, or no, there's some sort of involvement where one of the people who make it support them or something, so they've always got
Yes, there is some sort of connection, isn't there?
Shout out to the Football Manager, massive. But no one there I'm going to get on right now, but I think it's worth keeping an eye on their players just to see what's going on. Obviously not Danny Rose because he's getting elbowed out.
So he's just been, they just cancelled his contract, did they, Danny? He's a troubled soul, isn't he?
I think he's not going to play.
In the Spurs, documentary, didn't he? Came across all right, but it's like there's just something, obviously, some sort of attitude problem with him, isn't there? I think.
I don't think he's one of them who proves them wrong for getting rid of him, but
certainly not.
And the De Bruyne, it seems like he's back. 12.1, a lot of money, but
the FPL plan destroyer is back to his best, isn't he? Certainly,
they're one of the only teams that don't have a game that they're, you know, like a suspended game. I think them and West Ham, and maybe Brighton. I'm not sure. There's like three teams that haven't got a game in hand yet at the moment, but their fixtures are really good.
There's no blanks at all.
Not that I'm aware of. I need to keep an eye on when the Champions League knockout stages return, because that's going to affect things with people like De Bruyne. But Southampton away, Brentford home, Norwich away, you know, Tottenham home's actually hard.
Chelsea are a bit annoying at the moment, especially with these blanks they've got coming up for the World Club.
Their league form's dropped off a bit, really.
It's really dropped off. Have you still got Mendy in goal?
No, he was going to see AFCON.
Not keeping the clean sheets anymore, is he? Yeah, it's not. Oh yeah, of course, yeah. So yeah, I remember my list now. The list is all coming back to me.
But if you have a look between game week 28 and game week 33, they've got another one with Burnley away, Newcastle.
Yeah, they've got three blanks on the horizon.
Leeds away, and they've got three. Yeah, three blanks.
And I've got Alonso and Mount, and Mount's had a bit of a dip in form, although he doesn't always start, which is annoying.
Rotating
as well.
Him a bit, aren't they?
And Alonso was apparently awful the other night, so I mean, I need to get out of them pretty quickly. But I'll be keeping hold of Kane, certainly. I mean, when's Bowen's run going to come to an end? Because he can't continue at the rate he's going. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? So impressive.
He's been on good form there.
But I don't think I need to make massive changes. But I'm tempted by Coutinho.
I'm just not sure when else I would wildcard. Really, I need to do some stuff. I've got injuries everywhere. Like I say, James, Gilmore. I've got players like Morora that I only bought in really because I thought they want a double, and not really people I want for the end of the season. Ronaldo will probably do really well in that week that they're playing some of the less big teams. But what can you do?
So you're gonna get rid of him? Yeah, nice.
Well, I think so. Yeah. And hopefully there'll be some doubles announcements that I can sort of shape the team around a little bit. But certainly Leicester and Tottenham players have a lot of games in hand.
Yeah, they're the ones, but Leicester not right now, because Leicester have got tough fixtures in the next three or four, haven't they? But certainly further on down the line, they're going to do very well, aren't they? I quite like the look of Elise at Palace now. He's back from injury, isn't he? But I mean, how many Palace midfielders can you have in your team?
Well, how many you got?
Gallagher. I did have Gallagher. I can have Gallagher and another Palace midfielder. I don't know, but he's looked really good when I've seen him play for Palace recently.
What about Leeds? They're on the up again after that win against West Ham.
They seem to be, don't they?
Rafinha, he's high on my list of candidates to get back in.
To get him back in,
especially when Bamford's back.
He's been pretty consistent this season, really, hasn't he? Rafinha has been pretty consistent for a team that have done so badly.
Yeah.
I mean, that he has delivered quite a lot.
I'm wondering how...
Won't be there next season, will he?
Yeah. But no, I think there's Munich there, saying he's meant to be going to, I think. But that'll be a loss for the FPL.
Yeah.
But then Everton as well. I'm just wondering whether with Duncan Ferguson, they might, it's like a little new manager kit.
He always comes in and gives them a bounce, doesn't he? Yeah,
maybe Calvert-Lewin or Richarlison chipping in a few more points than they have done.
Yeah, no, Calvert-Lewin's back as well, isn't he, from injury. I've still got Damari Gray in my team, so I'll probably keep him in for that. See how he gets under Big Dunk.
Yeah, but aside from that, I'm really just waiting to see what comes up on the transfer window, because I think there's going to be more signings ahead, some loans. Talk about maybe Dele Alli out on loan and Lingard out on loan. If Lingard goes to Newcastle, that might be worth a look. Could be another Willock moment.
That's true. Yeah, that could be very interesting if he goes to Newcastle. In terms of my captain, what are you looking at for this week? You don't know yet, or you? No, you.
I really don't know. It's
after this starts.
I mean, Dennis against Norwich could be a shout.
That's who I've got my captain on at the moment, but it feels like a bold move. I don't know. It feels like a bit of a gamble. But then
it's a bit of a nothing game week in
this season.
Yeah, in that sense, it is a bit of a sort of nothingy game. If I had a City attacking player, I might go with them against Southampton. Aside from that, when you look at the week, I mean, at least you'd know how your captain did on a Friday. You just got it out of the way. I might see how their Friday sort of history is.
Some teams forgot it was a Friday.
They just never win on a Friday.
I don't like a Friday captain. That's just kind of, I'd forgotten it was a Friday that Dennis was playing. Oh, I'm completely gone off the idea now. The deadline is at 6:30 on Friday the 21st, by the way, in case you didn't realise.
I mean, Arsenal have had a bit of a break. They'll have Liverpool midweek, I suppose, but they've had a bit of a break. So them against Burnley. Burnley without Chris Wood to keep the ball stuck up top. I'm really wondering how they're going to get on. They're in a bit of trouble now, aren't they?
Well, Burnley and Arsenal, it's like the two teams that just keep cancelling because of COVID. I'd be amazed if that game goes ahead, Burnley and Arsenal. It's like the COVID cancellation derby, isn't it?
Maybe, and I think if I was a Jota owner, I might go with him against Liverpool, against Palace. Yeah. Cause Palace
away.
You remember that? Yeah, I remember last season or season before when Salah got about 3 goals off the bench. He came off the bench on about 70 minutes and then just performed amazingly. So
annoying when I've seen Jota recently. He has a lot of decent chances. Sometimes he fluffs his lines, but he's had a good season.
Go down off with the return of Mane and Salah, but
between this and
the next game week, but he might be worth getting on for now. That's about all I've got, really. Yeah, it's a strange week.
I'm looking at that. Who's that Roslev, that Brentford wing back who scored a couple of weeks ago? I've got my eye on him when the Brentford fixtures change. He seems to be starting a lot now, very cheap, 4.3. I think it's like at the end of Feb, start of March.
Yes.
Brentford got some favourable fixtures. And I like the look of Roslev. I've never heard of him until he scored that goal. But Mads Roslev Rasmussen, which is an amazing name, if nothing else. Nice to have in your squad. Reminds me of the Rasmus.
Hopefully he'll come out of the shadows and...
Good Rasmus.
You'll be proven right.
Very good knowledge of the Rasmus.
Although, I imagine a lot of these games end 0-0 or 0-0.
Wow. I don't actually know that many Rasmus songs.
That was how that song went. I'm just working on Naughty's production Finnish at the moment work. So.
Your knowledge of Finnish rock astounds me.
No, it's just I'm working on some naughty stuff and they happen to crop up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, that's probably... It's like we've never been away, isn't it, Prior, really? It's like,
kids shouting, dodgy internet.
Kids shouting, dog snoring, lines breaking up. Top of the game week league table at the moment is Dan Hill. Better call Raul. He's quite a long way ahead at the top, actually, Dan Hill. English FPL player, Wolves fan. Sitting pretty at the top of the game week league table on 1,516 points.
Unobjectifying.
Very nice.
Okay.
James Belcher just below him, and then Alexander Hellgren in third place, part of the Swedish massive. So hello to you. Anything else, Dan? Anything else to point out?
No, but thank you to people who were worried we might have just cancelled the podcast entirely and stuff like that, because
we'll make an announcement.
Someone cares out there. But it's just been a really stupid season.
It's a weird time, and that is reflected in fantasy football, really, isn't it, Dan?
That's why you had a couple of good weeks, because all these games getting cancelled. Yeah,
I'm pouncing on it, mate. Pouncing on it. Any chance I can gain, close the gap a little bit, and the gap is closing, Pryor. Well, it's about 150.
I'm on 13.41. You're on 12.14.
I think I'm on 12.14. It's less than 150, and it was over 200 not long ago. So
true. Yeah. How long could it? But you know what? I know what it is.
The gap is closing.
Yeah. Salah's been away.
Yes, exactly. That is. Makes a big difference. When Captain Obvious, when all the Captain Obvious is out there can't do it, they struggle to think of other ways to attack the game. Not me. I plow on through, mate. Plow on through. Well, there we go, Pryor.
Enjoy your week.
We'll be back. I'm going to go and watch Go Dog Go on Netflix now.
Okay.
And then go pick my other daughter up from school. No, it's not about dogging. It's a cartoon about
Good.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, on the dogging note, that's a good way to leave it as any.
Yeah, and remember...
As we frantically look outside the window of football madness...
Yes, the car window. Yeah. Yes, let's go. Let's remember. Right. Let's remember it may be a fantasy. What are you going to do in the shower?
Come on, mate.
Remember it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game week.
Hooray.
And now you can hear a kettle boiling as my wife boils a kettle in the background. It's bringing all the noises here today, mate.
Social Podcast Network.